Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Friday morning, September 29th. The iWireless Center in downtown Moline has a new name. Starting this Sunday, the 12,000-seat arena and conference center will be called the Tax Slayer Center as part of a $3.3 million deal with a Georgia-based tax and financial services company. Chris Maloney is the Tax Slayer's chief marketing officer.
The Tax Slayer Center is known for high-quality facilities and a great overall experience, and with this partnership, we commit to help bring that to the Quad Cities as the Tax Slayer Center.
Maloney says Tax Slayer already serves thousands of Quad Citians through its online tax return service. This is the first time Tax Slayer has put its name on a large arena. The naming rights deal will last 10 years. The Civic Center in Moline was first called The Mark until iWireless acquired naming rights in 2005. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner has signed into law a measure that allows abortions to be covered by Medicaid. Tony Arnold reports.
Months ago, Rauner said he opposed the bill. So he says he tried to reach a compromise between the two sides.
We were unable to do that. The passions run too deep.
Rauner chose his words very carefully, saying he personally supports abortion rights and he signed the bill into law because no woman should have to make a decision about abortion based on her income. The issue puts Rauner at odds with members of his own Republican Party. One GOP lawmaker said a primary challenge to the governor now seems inevitable. I'm Tony Arnold.
The Iowa Army National Guard will hold community send-off ceremonies today for nearly 400 soldiers. Iowa Guard spokesman Colonel Greg Hapgood says the members of the 248th Aviation Support Battalion will be deployed overseas for active duty in several nations, including Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, this is a unit that their specialty is repairing, maintaining, and testing what we would call rotary wing aviation assets or various kinds of helicopters. This particular unit is qualified to service and test and maintain multiple variations of U.S. Army helicopters.
Members of the Aviation Support Battalion are based in Davenport, Muscatine, Boone, and Waterloo. Hapgood says this will be Iowa Guard's largest single unit deployment since 2010 and will last about 1 year. The Davenport and Muscatine ceremonies begin at 10 a.m. The City Council has decided Davenport will mark Indigenous Peoples Day on October 9th, not Columbus Day. The Quad City Times reports the council made the proclamation at its meeting Wednesday night at the request of the Native American Coalition of the Quad Cities. Coalition president and a board member approached the city through its Civil Rights Commission last month about making the change. They shared their concerns about celebrating Christopher Columbus and the history of mistreatment of Native Americans locally. Indigenous Peoples Day began in 1977 at the United Nations-sponsored International Conference on Discrimination Against Indigenous Populations in the Americas. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.